That's just a huge problem for them, because ultimately when they get to the, if you're talking about your mid to late 30s, most of the men who they're going to, would they would desire to marry, are going to have already been taken, number one, because they were more focused on marriage-minded women from the get-go. And also, the more you climb in on the ladder, so to speak, educationally and career-wise, stats still show that women still want men at their equal level or higher, and they're not finding that. So by the time you get to be that age and you've put it off or rejected it or dismissed it or what have you, your pool of options has dwindled considerably. And they find themselves in a really bad situation, which is why a lot of them consider, you know, having children on their own or whatever else they want to do. But anyway, it's problematic. It's just kind of a sad situation, because it doesn't have to be that way. I guess that's really what gets me and why I wrote that piece, is there really is a whole different way that you can map out your life. It doesn't need to be this complicated and end up with so much heartache.